A new study shows polar bears are swimming long distances as the Arctic Ocean sea ice retreats. The United States Geological Survey documents polar bears swimming for days with little or no rest on ice floes. But the study doesn't look at what cost these endurance swims have on the population as a whole, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Polar bears are good swimmers. They have large forelimbs that help them move through the water. But USGS researcher Anthony Pagano says it's been impressive to document just how good they are at swimming. He used GPS data from collared bears to study 50 long-distance swims between 2004 and 2009. The bears swam a long, long way.
The mean was about 95-mile long swims that these bears were taking.
The mean was how long?
95 miles.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Pagano documented one female bear in 2008 who swam 420 miles over 10 days. In that case, the swim came at a big cost.
She had a yearling cub with her the time that the collar was deployed, and she actually started swimming a couple weeks after that and went for this long swim. And then she went then actually followed the pack ice back down. This was all over the course of the fall. And she was recaptured then in that October, and she was missing her yearling cub. And she had lost, I believe it was about 20% of her body weight.
In all, 10 adult females in the study had cubs when their collars were deployed. When they were recaptured later, 6 still had their cubs. Pagano says researchers can't say if it was the long swims that caused the moms and cubs to separate. And he says overall, the study couldn't quantify how taxing the swims were for the bears.
Their movement rates, we found, were a lot higher than, you know, their movements when they're on the sea ice, presumably because, you know, they're not able to rest or to hunt when they're swimming, and they appear to be moving continuously when they're in the water. So presumably that might be affecting, you know, their body condition. They're expending higher amounts of energy, but whether or not that's affecting their survival or not, we don't know at this point.
The polar bears took their long swims between July and October, when the sea ice is at its minimum. The bears can't survive without the sea ice. They need it to hunt seals, their main food source. Biologists are trying to understand how sea ice loss is affecting the bears, and Pagano says the swimming study offers some insight into how polar bears are coping with their changing environment.
Generally, it shows that, you know, bears, you know, have an ability at least to move among this deteriorating sea ice habitat, which, you know, historically wasn't melting out quite as far and wasn't as an extensive retreat as it is, as it's occurring nowadays.
Pagano was speaking from Barrow, where he's finishing up the spring field season. He says they have captured about 80 bears so far this year, and they appear to be in good condition. In the last few weeks of the study, the researchers are darting the bears to take small biopsy samples without having to capture them. He says the relatively new technique is less invasive and could make it easier to determine survival rates and population estimates. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.